the show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. Well, it is Tuesday morning, just one day away from wonderful Wednesday, where we will have with us, as we have each and every Wednesday for a while now, Mr. Versi L. Walker. He is the author of Success, How I Ended Up Here, and he is fast becoming a household name, Mr. Versi L. Walker, a phenomenal publisher, motivational speaker, and marketer, as well as a motivator, able to motivate you and inspire you and empower you to reach your true success. Well, this is Lalisa. I'm here this morning to talk about another very, very serious thing that needs to be dealt with, especially for individuals who are professionals, individuals who have their own business, those of you who are on the job or looking for a job, those of you who are on the job and looking to get promoted. We want to talk about this subject of networking, the art of networking. And one of the reasons why we need to talk about it is because it has come to my attention that a lot of people don't know the true networking, don't really know what networking is and how to really work their nets. This has come to my attention partly because there are a lot of people who, at the end of an event, let's just say a person goes to a networking event. I know some of you get invited to those events. They may be held by your local, your local chamber of commerce. They may be held by the small business development centers in your area. They may be held by your college, and your company may have a networking event. There are many organizations and associations that do networking events on a regular basis. And then there are individuals who are in the networking business. They have networking businesses for small business owners and other professionals for the sole purpose of meeting new people. And then sometimes for the young people, families or people in the community will have networking events so their potential college students can meet and network with other potential college students. And so networking is nothing new. It has been happening for a very, very long time. And it's high time that you learned how to network if you didn't know before. So we welcome you to the show today. We welcome all of those of you who will listen to the show in the various formats. You can listen to the Cultural Lisa Show every weekday morning, Monday through Friday, via the telephone. You can call in. You can listen via the chat room. You can sign into your computer or some other device that you may have that will allow you access to the Internet. And you can also come back via the Internet and listen to the archive. Well, we are going to get right into our topic for today. We want to give you some tips so that you, too, can be a successful networker. So I want to start by asking you a question. What is networking to you? What does it mean to you? I want you to think about that for a minute. What is networking to you? What do you think of? What comes to your mind when you hear the word networking? What comes to your mind when you get that invitation, you know, that someone has invited you to a networking event? Well, I can certainly tell you what comes to my mind, in that sometimes it's, okay, it's not a whole lot of success, because there was a time when I would go to networking events and go around the room passing out business cards, gathering business cards, and at the end of the day, basically, no results whatsoever, zero results from the networking event. Sure, I had a lot of business cards when I came home, and I put the business cards down, and that was it. Never saw them again, never looked at them again. And or when I did go back to look at them, I couldn't figure out who was what outside of their business cards, you know, giving their name, a phone number, possibly email address. Didn't have any idea whose information that was. Could not picture the person, it to save my life. And so I'm sure that this has happened to many of you. And then there was an event I went to once. It was a very, very large business-type expo where you would think that would be a premier event to network and to meet people and to gather people's business and professional information. Well, again, went to this event that lasted about 8 hours or so, met thousands and thousands and thousands of people, because they had about 30,000 people at the entire event. But again, only one or two actual networking opportunities materialized from that event. So from things like that and from a ton of other events that I've gone through over the past 25 years, I am thoroughly convinced that most of us are not getting the kind of results that we should be getting from networking. And what happens when we don't get the results that we're looking for, we tend to say networking doesn't really work. And so then when we're offered these opportunities to go and network or go to a networking event, sometimes we don't even go, and then possibly missing out on a great opportunity. So that's why I wanted to do the show today, to share with you. I just gave you a couple of my horror stories, but I also want to share with you what I've learned and some of the successes that I've had as a result of the knowledge and getting information about the proper way to network. And, you know, that's the problem for a lot of people. They don't know how to do something, but then they don't go and learn how to do it. And therefore, they still end up in pretty much in the same boat. So I want to share with you this morning, and just once again, you know, welcome you to the show. I'm going to share with you some research that I've done, and I found some wonderful tips on how to network. So I'm going to give you 10 tips that I found. I'm going to share with you the website where you too can go get this wonderful information and more information, because learning is lifelong, and you have to continue to improve your knowledge base and what you know. So I'm going to share with you the website when I'm done, where you also can go and get this information so that you can make your networking efforts a huge result, and not like some of us who have absolutely gotten no good results from our networking. Well, these tips actually work. I've actually used them. Some of you will realize that every Wednesday when you tune into the show, as a result of a networking opportunity, I met Mr. Versi L. Walker. And because of that, not only did we keep in touch, but we're actually partners in a lot of events. And he's helped me out, and I've helped him out. And, you know, that's really the essence of real networking. Real networking, real true networking, as I call it, not the fake stuff that some people have been doing because they didn't know any better, but the true and the art of networking is you will have the kind of people that will come into your life professionally, and these individuals will actually help you. Now, social network, there's different types of networking, so let me make that clear. First of all, there are different types. There's social networking, there's professional networking, there's like straight entrepreneurial networking, and then there's political networking. So these are like some of the major types of networking. But today I'm pretty much speaking about professional networking that also could be used for business owners, entrepreneurs. Now, networking is something that people of color especially have not been that good. African Americans here in the United States, we have yet to really top the charts for networking. And what I mean by that is we're great at going to events, gathering up a bunch of business cards, a bunch of, you know, possibly even flyers. People may give out their brochures. You know, we're good at going and gathering the information. We're good often at going to events and talking about ourselves to others, because maybe that's what we've been told. Go to an event, go around the room, shake everybody's hand, tell them what you do. A lot of times that's what we've been told to do. And we've done those things. But at the same time, what's the result from that handshake? What was the result from you giving that person your business card and even taking that person's business card? And I was listening to a friend of a person that I know who also has a blog talk radio show, and he had a guest on there, and you know, she was saying that when it comes to networking, she was saying that how can you have, let's just say you're on MySpace. I remember when I was really active on MySpace. I'm not as active today because I'm more active on Facebook. But she said, okay, when MySpace, you know, first really got popular, there were people who had, you know, easily 4,000 or 5,000 friends, easy. And the person, and, you know, they would call that networking. And the person would say, oh, well, what good is that if you don't know any of them? You know, real networking is about building a relationship. Okay, that's what real networking is about. It's building a relationship. So the question becomes, what relationships are you building with the network that you have? That's a good sign to know that your networking is off. If you tell me, well, for instance, let's just say you're not on MySpace, let's say you're on Facebook, and you say, well, I have, you know, 2,000 friends, 1,000 friends. Maybe you're like me. I have close to like 900, a little over. let's just say we have a network of 900 people, and outside of family and close friends, of course, we know them. Out of that other, you know, 899 people, how many of those people do you actually know? How many of those people can you say are in your network? Now, here's a clue to whether these people are truly in your network or not. Can you call them up? And if you call them up, will they know who you are? And if you call them up and they know who you are, will they know how they might be able to help you? For instance, I met a woman on Sunday, and some of you have probably heard of this woman if you've ever listened to some you know, shows like the Oprah Winfrey and Sally Jesse Raphael and things like that, especially like going back 10, 15, 20 years. Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant. Now, I met her. She was preaching at my church, and I got an opportunity to, quote-unquote, network with her, because networking takes place if you are a true networker, if you understand really what networking is about, building relationships. Networking, putting people in your network that can further your career, or that you may be able to further their career or their business. So I met her at church. She was there as our speaker, but I met her and I got a chance to network with her. The initial network, because it's not over. So when you go to an event and you get someone's business card or you get someone's brochure or any other information that they give out, you sit there and hold a conversation with them, then you've only started the first part of the process. There's at least two or three or five more pieces of the process that has to take place. So let's just say you go to I met her. She gave me her business card. I gave her my information. But networking isn't over. Networking hasn't even started yet. You know, so now the steps that I'm going to give you today, 10 steps to great business networking. Now I have to go and apply all of those events. And I mean, she even went as far as to give me, you know, her personal cell number, not just the number that her business card has, her business number. Now, one thing I like about her business card, and this is something I'm going to suggest to all of you who you know you have to network for the success of your business, and you know you're going to be going to the huge networking events like next year. I'm planning to go to the Black NBA Association. They have a great, wonderful networking event each and every year in various cities and states around the country. Now, one of the reasons I'm going is, one, because I do have an MBA, but it's not just for people who hold an MBA. If any other kind of professional, entrepreneur person, you can also join the MBA Association, and therefore you can also go to their huge networking events. But again, I caution you, go the proper way so that at the end of the day, your networking will net you a great result. And you don't just come home with a bunch of business cards and brochures that literally are junk because you don't really know who the people are. You don't know what to contact them about. And if you contact them, they won't remember you. So here's what I love about her business card. She has her picture. She has her picture there. Therefore, if I was at an event and I had a bunch of cards, I would absolutely know who this person is. So I really, really like that. And if you have any networking questions, please post them into the chat room, and I will address them. Or if you're on the phone lines, you can raise your hand by pressing the number one key on your phone pad, and that will let me know that you want to speak to the host. So I love the fact that she has her picture, and she also has a brief description of what she does. She says that she's a multimedia psychologist and a lecturer. Therefore, if I needed somebody to speak, I would right away know to contact her. If I also needed somebody in the field of psychologists, I would know to contact her. She also told me some of her topics right on this one small business card. One size. She didn't use two sizes either. She also said that she She's still an advice columnist for the Essence magazine. Some of you, that's where you've probably heard her from. She was a very, very regular columnist there for over 25 years. She is a certified sex counselor. She's a relationship expert. And she has the book out there, The Best Kind of Loving. Yes, wonderful. So I just wanted to share that with you about her business card. That is how you want your business card to look, as close as possible. You want to have a picture if you can. That's if you're a person that's really out there networking. You need to, you may have a different kind of business card that you may get out on your job or somewhere else, but when it comes to attending a networking event, you need to have something with your picture, because people aren't going to remember later. They'll remember a face quicker than they will your name. I know you got a wonderful name. I love my name too, Lil Lisa. I know it's different, but people aren't going to remember our names as much as they will a face. So I'm just making that, you know, quick suggestion. And with technology today, it's so easy, and you can really do these cards at home. With a lot of the equipment that we have, we can do it at home. Now, the next thing that I want to talk about, I want to go over these 10 points to make you a successful networking guru so that you can also be a huge success. Now, the problem, again, is sometimes people feel like they're not quite sure why they're networking. So that's the first thing. You want to have a purpose for your networking. Maybe you're looking to, maybe the purpose is you want to add more clients to your business, more customers. Maybe you're networking because you're looking for partners, suppliers, people that you can collaborate to as it relates to your business or your industry. Maybe you're networking because you're networking because you want to just, you know, have a circle of people that are positive, that are motivating around you. Oftentimes, that's the type of networking that I do. I network because I want to meet other like-minded people who are on the go, who are doing positive things. You know, it's almost like that millionaire circle or that mastermind group. You networking to meet other people who are going in the right direction. So you start with a purpose for the networking. That way you don't waste a lot of time trying to meet people that you may not have a need to really meet, because some people, they go to a party and they just go around and just try to talk to everybody. You know, that almost is ridiculous. You know, that's a person that probably really doesn't have a purpose for their networking, because you don't really probably need to meet everyone there, okay? But you do need to meet people that can help you. Now, it's not to say that if you meet everybody, then somebody will help you. But remember, time is important, not only your time, but their time. So you may not have time to meet everyone in the networking event. So somewhat go with a purpose and be a little strategic. Now, the first thing you're going to do is learn networking skills. So I'm so glad you tuned into the show today, and welcome, because we're sharing some skills on how to better network with your networking opportunities. So you learn about networking skills. Now that you know what skills are out there, now you should be able to get the kind of results that you're looking for that will help you either increase your business or make the kind of networks that you need to, so that you can build a better business. And or if you decide that you are looking to get into a different profession, you're looking to get promoted, you'll have someone in your network that can make referrals for you. And then I'm going to go over some do's and don'ts also of networking. So the second thing is, think about networking as a way of building long-term relationships. Okay, you're not right there to make a quick sale. You know, some people go to networking events and they act as if they're going to make a deal that night, that evening, or that day. And that is just not reasonable. That's not even sensible. If it happens, wonderful. Count yourself blessed. count yourself that God has worked a miracle in your life for you, but you're not going to a networking event to make a deal on the spot. You are going almost as like a researcher. You're going to fact find. You're going in like a sea of people, and you're trying to see how you are connected with individuals. The next thing you want to do is you want to be approachable and friendly. You know, I've been to networking events where, believe it or not, there were other people there, and they know they were at a networking event, and they were not approachable. They were not friendly. Let me just share with you about a wonderful networking event that was put on by the small business group here in New Jersey, and they are held in Rutgers University, and they do networking events all over the state. Well, they happened to do this one at the Newark Museum in Newark, New Jersey, and it was a great event. It was about 75 people. Everyone to the event had to register. You had to give her your information, your business cards, and all of that. And the way they had it set up, it was just networking. That was it. There was no guest speaker. There was no, you know, entertainment. There was no workshop. The only activity, there was some refreshments, because, you know, people love to, at the refreshment table, they kind of chit-chat with the person in line next to them. And sometimes that's a way to strike up a conversation. If you see somebody grabbing a piece of the refreshment that you might also like. So here we were at this event, and the way they did it was, she had each person in the room who wanted to, that you weren't forced to, come up and take 1 minute and share who you were and what your business was. And so, of course, then that was interesting. That was the first time I'd seen it done that way, and that was nice. So you got to hear that way. You didn't have to try to go all around the room trying to meet everybody. Everybody came up and shared, and you could take notes as that person was up speaking, and then you would know later who you wanted to go to, so it made your meetings more targeted. Again, if you're a graphic arts designer, you would definitely want to meet somebody who's in the printing business. For instance, at that event, I met a publisher. I'm an author, so that was interesting for me to meet a publisher. I'm also a publisher, so I want to connect with other publishers. I also met a banker because I do events. So I met a banker that wanted to come and work with small businesses. Well, if you're a public speaker, motivational speaker, or anybody that's having any kind of event, you want to know who can fund your projects. A lot of times banks will know that because they deal with people's accounts. Well, now here's the interesting part, though. I met those individuals, and I met some other individuals. Now, here's how you know if that was a great, how many of you would think, wow, Elisa, that was great. That was great networking. You go, girl. You know, if you were to tell somebody, oh, you go, girl, you met some great people. Ooh, ah. And the same thing with meeting Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant on Sunday. I have her business card right there. How many of you would think, wow, that's great networking. You go, girl. And even to my wonderful great friend who met Michael Basin. As a matter of fact, he's going to come on the show tomorrow. Mr. Versi L. Walker, he was at an event about a week or two ago, and he got a chance to meet Michael Basin and actually take a picture with him and everything. Again, he got a chance to give Michael Basin his book. I, too, some years ago, went to a book signing where Joyce Myers, it was a very intimate book signing. It was a lot of people, but it was still small considering it was Joyce Myers. It wasn't the 40,000-50,000 people that normally show up to her sessions. So this is a small group of 200 or 300 people. And I got a chance to meet her. I got a chance to take pictures with her and what have you, her and her family. They were very sweet. And I gave her a copy of my book. Again, who would think, oh, wow, that's great networking. You go, girl. Well, here's the problem. Here's the problem. All of that might seem great, but if you leave that event, and you don't talk to those people the next day, the next week, if you don't call them up just for a general conversation, not calling, you know, I can't call Joyce Myers up the next week and say, are you ready to bring me in to speak at your women's group? No, I mean, come on. You can't do that. No. But you have to follow up with people very, very soon after the networking. Why? Why do you think that is? Well, just like you can forget who you met, they also forget who they met, and they're meeting hundreds of people as well. So unless you have a business card with your picture on it, unless you have a really good description of who you are and what you do, unless you give them a talking CD or DVD, how are they going to remember you? And even if you gave that to them, even if you gave them a CD, you know, you can have the most fanciest tools and materials out there. Who to say that person is going to go back and look you up? I mean, really, think about how busy you are. Do you have time to sit and listen? I mean, some people do. Don't get me wrong. I know some people do. Because that's because they make that a priority. But some of us don't. We go to these events. Again, October is coming. A lot of people are going to be going to the Circle of Sisters. I've been there 3 times in my life. Over 40,000 women show up at this event, women and there are men there as well. But the majority of them are women. That's why it's called the Circle of Sisters. And thousands and thousands, 40,000. But ask me how many relationships have I netted out of those 3 times I've been there, 4 times 3 is 12, that's 120,000 people. Now, initially when you hear about that event, you think, wow, I'm going to have 40,000 possible new customers. Wrong. You're going to have as many new customers for the people that you go and talk to. For as many as the people that you call back up, say hello, chit-chat with them, that's how many new customers you have, not how many people cards you got or how many cards you got. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to write down the last networking event you went to. I want you to write this down. If you're driving, just think about it. I'm going to give you about a minute. Think about the last networking event you went to. Think about who you met, and then I want you to tell me who you kept in touch with, who you actually built a network with them, meaning a relationship. Okay, now, okay, hopefully you had a minute to do that. Now, I want you to also consider this. All right, let's just good morning to you in the chat room. Good morning. Now, think about this. Let's just say you're on Facebook and you have that 1,000 friends, so to speak, or those 1,000 network, because for some of us, these people are really not even our friends. We have not yet. I know when it comes to my friends, these are people that I talk to every now and again. These are people that, you know, when's the last time you talked to everyone in your quote-unquote Facebook network? And when's the last time you talked to the few people, okay, that you have in your network? You may have to, maybe you are one of those people on Facebook and you said, see, I told you, that's why I only have 20 friends. Well, when's the last time you talked to all 20 of them? It doesn't matter the number. It's not about the number of people. It's about, have you really built a network with them? A network is about a connection. See, a network is that you went to the networking event to start the connection. But the connection takes place. It's ongoing. You can't say, oh, I have a great network, and you haven't even talked. You know, you have a great network because you can tell me you have an email list of 2,000 people. But those 2,000 people don't even really know you. You don't even really know them. That's what we mean by true networking. True networking is about building a relationship with the people that you met, that you've come in contact with, and this is how you begin to build a network. Now, Sunday, I met Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant. Before a week is gone, I need to contact her via the phone. You know, yes, it's wonderful to send emails. That's also good. Don't get it wrong. Send an email. Actually, I should send her an email probably today. I shouldn't wait. The email can go out right away. The email can even go out the next day, but definitely two or 3 days. And some of this is coming from my Toastmasters and some other professional type of training. Okay? Now, let me get back to these points because I want to give them all to you so I can also give you some tips for how to introduce yourself to others, because some people don't know how to do that. They don't really know how to introduce themselves. Okay, so I'm just giving you some tips. So we said the third one I left off at was to be approachable and friendly. Remember, you can attract people with a smile. People like eye contact when we approach people. People will be very grateful that you were smiling and you were happy and you were approachable looking. Again, I don't even understand people that go to networking events and not look happy and approachable. Now, keep in mind that a networking event is anywhere you can meet somebody that you never met before. So, again, it's an opportunity to make a new connection. So right here in your own Blog Talk Radio, I've networked with some people here, and I've made a connection with some people here, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, again, I'm connecting with people because the people that I met here, we're in, constant connection. Either they tune into the show once a week, or they may tune in every other week, or some people do listen every day, so that connection is made right there. They may, send me a message on Facebook, I may send them a message. Then number four, when you go to a networking event, even though you're just a guest, I know this is going to sound a little funny, even though you're just a guest, act like you're the host. In other words, help people out. And I'm telling you, some people who know me, they've probably seen this, and I absolutely love doing this. Actually, me and my sister, Beverly, some of you met her before, or you may hear us on the Sunday show we do together at 6 p.m. on Sundays called Sisters in the Spirit. She and I, we tease and say that we're twins and all that, but we love doing that. I don't know why. It's something we've been doing probably since we were kids, but we absolutely love doing that. It doesn't matter. I can go to an event. I could be the speaker of the event, and most people, they will never know I'm the speaker unless I get there a little late, which is very unfortunate because when I'm speaking, I hate to come late. I absolutely hate it. Even when I'm the guest preacher, I do not like to go into anywhere into a service late. But, so we go in and you help people. Help them find the food table. Help them find the restroom if they don't know. Act like you're the host. And, I don't know, maybe we do that because we like looking like we know what we're doing or something. But it gives you a good feeling. You feel important, like you know something, okay? You can show somebody where the bathroom is, It's like, oh, the bathroom is right over there, Or, okay, oh, here's the refreshment table or the food. Let me help you. Can I carry your drink for you? People love that. People love it. It's just like when people come to your home. People love to be treated special. Great networking. I'm telling you, I've gotten a lot of business cards by playing that role, helping people. Number five, always, now here's the key right here. This is how you know if you did real networking or not. Did you follow up? I asked you before, I gave you a minute to write down your last networking event and how many people you actually networked with there. And the key will be, did you follow? Don't tell me you met 30 people or 100 people. Don't tell me you got 100 business cards, but you haven't followed up with not one of them. That was not networking. That's not networking. It's networking. You see, the ing is ongoing. It's continual. And I know in the chat room there, I know we got some comments. I'll get back to that screen in a minute. All right, Coach K, he is definitely making some comments here. And also welcome to, I guess that's, I'm going to say Michael, but I'm sure I stand to be corrected. Coach K says, yes, rule number 17, don't collect business cards just to make them your coaster. Absolutely not. Build a relationship by following up within a week's time of the meeting. Great, great. And be sure to follow up with people on at least twice a month via email. and make sure your elevator pitch does not make you sound like a robot. Exactly. And that was another point that I was going to give out is to be natural, to be yourself. Because remember, if this is a relationship that you're going to have with somebody that's ongoing, if you're too phony in that first meeting, then you know how later on, okay, the real you comes out. Well, that person's going to feel betrayed. Okay, so, and they may lack trust in you. So don't be phony in the first meeting. Be yourself. And really, I mean, is it worth being anyone else? Okay, so follow up. Why? Because absolutely nothing happens if you don't follow up. People, and many people, you know, they feel like, well, I don't want to make the first move. Well, you can't expect them to make the first move, so somebody's got to make the first move, and it may as well be you. Take the time to send a handwritten card or note or an email. But you notice, the handwritten card or note was stated first. People love it. And I know it may sound old-fashioned. Everybody is using technology, but you still have a lot of people like me who like to do things the old-fashioned way. You still have a lot of us people in this, what they call, quote-unquote, baby boomer generation that you can't just diss our style. Just like we have to take into account the Gen Xers and the Gen Y, we have to, you know, try to integrate and mesh with their style of fast and technology-driven. Well, understand that a lot of the people that you're networking with that you may need a contact from or need something from might be a boomer. And the boomers, you know, not all of us, but many of us do like a lot of the old-fashioned things. So what we're saying is send the email, because now you've touched, you know, the part of that person that may like the up-to-date technology, but also send a handwritten card. You can have those cards on hand. You can go to Staples, Office Max, Office Depot, Kinko, FedEx, wherever, ShopRite for that matter, Kroger's, Publix, Food Lion, some of these stores now, Walmart, and everywhere, they sell a lot of these things right in your neighborhood. You could pick it up, have it at home, have it ready to go. So always follow up, and never neglect to pick up the phone and make that call. So many few people do that, and that's good for you, you know, because everybody wants to send a text. Everybody wants to send an email. But what did I just say? Everybody. So if everybody's doing that, how are you standing out in the crowd? How are they going to remember who you are? Well, I submit that if you make that phone call, send that handwritten note, guess what? You know what? You did something that nobody else has done or that hardly anyone's doing. Therefore, they're going to remember you even the more. And we used to tell people this when I was doing recruitment as a recruiter for a company. And we would recruit new hires. And we used to, every time we got that thank you note, that was a great indication that we were probably going to hire that person. Because so few people send thank you notes. And even though there's computers, even though there's technologies, it's not the technology that causes people to do it. It's what's in their heart. It's what's in their skill set. It's knowing that skill set that you do that because that's what's really valued and appreciated. Okay? So stand out from the crowd. Don't be like everybody else who just sends an email or a text. Go on. Be different. I know it's hard. Everybody wants to be like everybody else. But if we're like everybody else, if you're like everybody else, who's going to be you? If you just try to do it like everybody else is doing it, no, be authentic, be yourself. Number 6, think about how you will introduce yourself. I'm going to give you some tips in a minute just on how to introduce yourself. But you want to make sure that whatever you say, elevator pitch, tagline, something about your company, make sure it's something that people can remember. Like, I'm going to give you a little example. It's probably going to sound corny, but people typically remember me by this, I would guarantee it. I usually, when I introduce myself, I said, oh, hi, my name is Lil Lisa. And I say, they say, huh? You know, they're like, huh? And I said, oh, yeah, Little Lisa, like Little Lisa, like Little Kim. And, of course, the majority of people know Little Kim. And not everybody knows her, but most people know. And they know something negative about her, so it's going to stick out in their mind. And I say, Little Kim. But I said, but so not like Little Kim. I would raise my eyebrows and like, oh, not like Little Kim. And they would, everybody would laugh. All races, all age groups, whenever I say that, people laugh. Now, that is going to make it more memorable. So when they hear your name again, they'll be like, oh, that's that little funny lady. Number seven, plan your conversation before you leave the house. Kind of think about some topics of interest that people will be interested in when you meet them. And I could do some more teaching. We don't have time about what topics are of interest to people. How can you find out at a very short networking event? You only have a minute or two to talk to the person. Also, here's a big one. Here's a big networking tip. That it took me the longest time to learn this one, but I'm so glad I did. This one is huge. Number eight. Now I only have two more left, and then I want to give you some tips on how to introduce yourself, and then if you have questions as well, you can ask them or you can make a comment. Number eight. Listen. Oh my God, that right there is going to hurt a lot of people in networking events. Because believe me, it tripped me up and caused obstacles for me for the longest time. You got to listen to people, okay? You got to pick up on their topics. When I first started doing my coaching business and I went to my coaching training, that was the first thing they hit us with. They like made us just basically like sit there and listen for like just a straight hour, listen to someone else without interrupting, without throwing in what you want to say and what you're about and what you're doing. And my coach told me, because, you know, coaches have a coach, right? That's how you get to become a coach, is that you got coached, more than likely. And then my coach says, and I said to my coach, you know, I'm having a hard time getting clients or whatever. And I said, I just don't know what to say. And she waited patiently. She was so sweet. She said, well, that's the problem, Lilisa. It's not about what you have to say. You're there to hear what they have to say. And that's when the light bulb went off for me. That's when it clicked. You're there to gather information for them so you will know how to service them with your products or service. How can you offer someone your products or services and you don't even know what they need? Wouldn't that be a shame? Okay, for instance, my friend, you know, my good friend and sister, it is a dry cleaning business. Wouldn't that be a shame to give somebody all your spiel about your wonderful dry cleaning only to find out every single item they have in their closet is wash and wear? That they don't even buy clothes that have to be dry cleaned? They don't go places where they would even wear things that need to be dry cleaned? So that was just a little short example. Again, I could give you an example about being an author. I was doing a book signing one time, and I was doing my spiel about the book and how wonderful and great it was. And the woman shared with me, she said, ma'am, I don't care how good your book is. I don't read books. I listen to books. I don't have time to read them. And she ran down all the things that she's so busy doing. And she said, unless you can give me this book on an audio, I'm not even going to think about buying it. It was so funny. She said, here's my card. If you ever translate it to audio, give me a call. I'll be your first customer. She says, I love listening to books, but I don't read them because I don't have time. So she rides the train to and from work. And if any of you know, riding the train from New Jersey to New York can take a while. So listen to what the person. So when you go to the network, so here you are, you go to the networking event. There's a room, let's just say it's a small networking event, there's 30 people there. That's really manageable. Now, you're going to go around, not so that you can regurgitate all your stuff. You're going to go around, you're going to ask some questions. How are you? You know, what do you like best about this event? Start there. Ask something very simple. You may not know what to say. Ask something very, what do you like about this hotel that we're in? Oh, how did you find the parking? Where would you like to go? If you had anywhere you could go on vacation, where would you like to go? And tell me why. Or you don't have to ask them what business they're in. You can ask them, oh, if you had your dream company, what would it be? And they may tell you, well, I'm already in my dream business. I do blah, 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 blah. Or, you know, or family question. You know, do you like a certain TV show that, anything. So, in other words, listen to them, get to know them. Now, number nine, think of yourself as a solution finder. Again, rather than a salesperson. So, you're not there, again, to sell the person a product or service, but you're there to see what problems they may have. Now you can help them along the way later, okay? And then I have one more that I'm going to share, and that's number 10. And this is really, 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 really important. You've got to do this at every networking event. Number 10, you got to be cheerful, have fun, because you'll attract more people that way and you'll make a great impression. So be cheerful. Don't be all stiff and so professional that people know that they're turned off. No, no. Be loose, be cheerful, have fun, and you will attract more people that way. Now, you can find each and every last one of those business networking tips and more at the business-networking-tips.biz. So it's business-networking-tips.biz. Now I'm going to see if you have any more comments or questions. Yes, Coach K is saying ask the open-ended type questions. He was just confirming that, yes, because he's also a networking guru, and he also teaches networking. By the way, I'm sorry, I want to let you know that. Some of you listen to Coach K on the radio. He is on the radio in the evenings, and he also, I think, he has a morning show every morning at 10 a.m. You can catch him on the radio, and in a minute he's going to type his radio station in the chat room so I can actually read it out for you. He also can be found on Facebook. Now you know you can network with Coach K, but remember to do those follow-ups. Remember, when you're contacting him, find out what he is, what he likes, what he's about, and what he's doing. He also says that his number one theory for networking is this: in order to increase one's net worth, you must go to work. So you must go to work, and you're going to work. And Coach K, he's going to type in his radio show information for me in a minute, and I'm going to be able to share that with you. If you are on the switchboard, you have a question, yes, I will take your question and comments at this time. You are on the air, 908 area code. What is your question or comment?
Good morning, Miss Elisa. This is Miss Patricia.
Okay, wonderful. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling because actually I have been networking. Actually, I'm attending an event the end of August where I met a lady on Facebook. I don't know her. She doesn't know me, but she was hosting the event, and so I'm actually going to her event the end of the month. So I would get to meet a lot of new people, you know, there at that event. And so thanks for your tips. I know when I get to this event what to do and what not to do. So that's a big
awesome.
Help. And I also actually called up a friend on the phone actually one day that we are networking with and spoke with him. Everybody know who he is. I don't have to say his name if you listen to the show on Wednesday. Actually reached out and started networking with that particular person. So I think it's good, and that's one of the things that I'm trying to do this year, just reaching out and meeting new people and finding out new ways of doing things. So I'm glad you're actually doing the show today on networking.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you, Patricia. You have your event coming up at the end of October, and so you're saying that this information is coming to you at a great time. Well, we
yes.
thank you for those comments, and stay tuned. I want to give out some tips. Yes.
Yeah, not someone else is from that I met through Facebook.
Exactly. It's not your event, but you're going to a networking event.
I'm going to it, yes.
Exactly. So you're going to have some wonderful tips and things that you know to do. So great. Keep listening. I'm going to go and give out some tips on how to introduce yourself. Okay?
All right.
Awesome. Okay, wonderful. So there you have it. The caller is saying that they have a networking event. And, again, I'm sure you have something coming up. And it doesn't have to be a formal event. Networking can take place while you're at the grocery store. It could take place while you're in the parking lot. The networking can take place anywhere and everywhere. It could take place at work. I met a lady once in the parking lot of the ShopRite right here in Hillside, New Jersey. This woman actually turned out to, oh my goodness, I can't even tell you all the things that she invited me to that I was a part of because of her. There were many things that I've done that she's also been a part of. She also went to Yale University on a week-long empowerment event for political-minded women, and all of that was because of a meeting in a parking lot at ShopRite. So everywhere and anywhere can be your networking event. Now, here's some tips on how to introduce yourself. You're going to say your name, and when you say your name, you're going to, introduce yourself, say your name, and then add a little extra. So like I said, hi, my name is Lisa. Oh, yeah, like Little Kim, but so not like Little Kim. But you don't have to do that. But just what I'm saying is add a little bit more about your name. For instance, hi, my name is Lolisa Williams, and I'm here today because I want to find out more about how women fellowship, or I want to find out more about how we should, pray, or whatever it is you're there for, whatever the event is. Introduce yourself and say a little bit more. I'm here because I'm a retail marketer, and I want to meet more people in the retail industry. Say a little bit about yourself. That way it gets a good lead in to a conversation, as opposed to if you say to somebody, hi, my name is Lalisa, and you just stop there. Okay, hi, my name is blah, 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 and you just stop there. Well, the conversation is pretty much dead. Now you got to wait around to try to get a question out there. So say a little bit more as you're in it. Hi, my name is Patricia Martin. I'm here. I was invited. I met Sister so-and-so on Facebook, and that's how I ended up here. And they may say, oh, that's funny. I met her on Facebook, too. Oh, are you on Facebook? Yeah, why don't we connect? You see, that's how that scenario could play out. Also, in introducing yourself, another tip is to connect yourself to the person or the event. Like, for instance, like I just said, that's how you connect it to the person. Or, yeah, hi, my name is so-and-so-and-so-and-so, and I'm here as one of the workshop presenters. Or I'm here with the workshop presenter. Or I'm here because I wrote a book on that same topic. Like that. And then the last tip that I want to give is to, when you can, definitely be generous in introducing yourself. Give out some information about yourself. Share information with the person that, they may not be able to just look at you and tell. Okay? So that's the tips I have for networking. I want you to definitely come back next week. Wednesday, rather. Come back Wednesday. Come back on for Mr. Versi Walker. He will be here tomorrow with another powerful topic. Also on Thursday, I'm going to finish some networking because I actually have some a lot more tips I want to get out about networking. Great. It's been real. Thanks, Coach K, for all your information. Coach K, he is on Blog Talk Radio as well. The Coach K, the Coach-the-Coach-K-on-KEBN. You can find him, but just look him up. You can also, he's on Blog Talk Radio, so he's also on www.kebnradio.com. That's www.kebnradio.com. Well, this has been Lalisa J. Williams. It's been great being here with you. And we are going to also, and he also has a phone number, 818-369-0341. 818-369-0341. Well, we thank you. Thank you, Coach K. Thank you, Kiva. Thank you for all of those who stayed in the chat room for the entire show. Thank you to those who stayed on the switchboard. I think I have one more question, though. Let me fit that in. Caller 973, you're on the air.
Hi, Coach Melissa. Hello.
Hi, is this Robin?
No, this is Tina.
Oh, hi, Tina. How are you?
I'm good. I just have something quick to say. Also, when you go into a networking event, your attire is a big deal, because if you're going to an event, say, for example, that is talking about sportswear and you're showing up in a four-piece suit, you're not fitting in with the event. So, therefore, you have to actually do your homework about the event and the dress attire that you wear as well.
You know what? Good, and I hope you can call back in on Thursday, because maybe that's something we'll address on Thursday. We'll address on, you know, what are some of the materials you absolutely want to have with you when you go to network, and definitely we want to talk about that appearance, what you should wear, and those things. So would that be all right?
Yes. Okay.
Yes, because we're definitely out of time, but I love that comment, and I hope that you can, that you're also available Thursday morning at the same time. Tune in, and I'll open up your phone, and you can share some of the tips that you also have on networking.
Okay.
Great. Okay, well, thank you, everyone. Thank you again for tuning in. Thank you for your comments, Patricia and Tina. Thank you, Coach K, in the chat room for your comments. Thank you, Kiva, and those other guests who are also listening. Have a great, have a wonderful, have a powerful day, and keep on moving on up.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.